Okay, Parshas Noach. So, once we see on Noach, interestingly enough, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to bring about the Mabul, the name of Hashem which is used is Vayar Hashem Ki Rabba Ro Asa Odom Boaretz V'chol Yetzer Machshev V'estribu Irak Rak Kol Ayoyim is the Shem Havayim. So all of the decision to destroy the world, and then Parshas Bereishis, is the Shem Havayim. However, when the Mabul comes about, is the Shem Elohim. And you bring the Shem Elohim in all the story of the Mabul. But as people already pointed out, is that if you look at the beginning of the story of the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach to bring Shtaim Baal Noach. But it then appears to be a completely different thing when it changes to seven. From the pure animals, you bring seven. So it switches from two to seven. But not only it switches from two to seven, then when the narrative talks about two, is the Shem Elohim. And when it goes to the seven, is Vayomer Havayah. So the pasuk all relate to destruction. When the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach to go to the Teva, is the Shem Elohim. And then it switches. Vayomer Havayah leNoach, bo'ata v'chol b'yischo la'teva, mikola b'yomer t'yra, tikach l'cha shiva shiva. So first of all, it switches to Shem Havayah, and it goes, instead of two and two, goes to seven for the Behemah Tehera. And so it looks like seven stories, meaning we all know that Bible criticism starts from here, because it appears to be that you have two separate accounts, two separate histories of the flood of the Bible together. One of Shem Elohim, one of Shem Havayah. Just the decision to destroy the world comes from Shem Havayah, which is Shem Harachamim. So Rashi already says that that's what the Rishoyim do. The Rishoyim switch Midas Adin to Midas Harachamim to Midas Adin. But this is specifically here. Why is that so? And why Shiva Shiva? So the Ramban already says here that the concept of Korban is the Shem Havayah, because that's Lashem HaMiyuchad. And therefore, when the Pasuk talks about the Hatzolah, the salvation of the people, that's the Shem Elohim, which is the Shem Briyas Olam. So to create the world anew, Shem Elohim comes about, the same way like Briyas Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the world, Shem Elohim comes to have a second Briyas Olam. But when he talks about a Korban, that is Shem Havayah specifically. The question is, why Shem Havayah specifically by a Korban? Okay? And indeed, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach to get out of the Teva, is the Shem Elohim who tells Noach, go out of the Teva, Tz'ata, Mina Teva, v'chole. And then, in the middle, switches to Shem Havayah when he talks about the Korban. And he says, Vayoyvi Mizbeach, Noach Mizbeach Lashem Lehavayi, Vayikach. So again, switches. When he talks about taking Noach away from the Teva, to save and to rebuild the world as the Shem Elohim, when he talks about the Korban, he switches to Shem Havayah. What does it do that? Okay, and why does the Torah, the narrative runs both ways this way? Okay, so that's the first issue. The second, the Mechilta in Parshas Yisro tells us that when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, they thought that the Mabul was coming to the world. And they came to Bilam, and they asked him, one second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a second Mabul, and Bilam said, no, don't worry, Hashem already made a promise that we have no more Mabul. Why the Sinas HaTorah, they thought, was a concept of Mabul? And what does it have to do with anything? And interestingly enough, you could say, okay, because there's so much noise, so the idea is Kol Hashem Bakoyach, Kol Hashem Behodar, so they thought that the noise related to Mabul. But I think there's a deeper connection, because you see the Medrash, the famous Medrash Tanhumot, which talks about Torah Shebal Peh. The talks that Torah Shebal Peh requires that the Kofalim Harkigi, because the Gemara Shabbos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force the Jews, if you receive the Torah good, if no, Ksham Tekvoraschem. Tois already asked the Kasha, one second, they said Nase V'nishma, what's the purpose of forcing them? So the Medrash Tanhumot asked the question, and Medrash Tanhumot says it's Torah Shebal Peh. And Dafkin Parshas Noach talking about Torah Shebal Peh, and it says in Medrash Tanhuma, because Torah Shebichsav is one thing, but Torah Shebal Peh requires a lot more effort, because Torah Shebal Peh is not niskayim anybody who looks for himself for luxuries and for pleasure, or somebody who has dedication to Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore you needed to force. So Dafka by the Mabul is the story of Torah Shebal Peh. Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh Nasa V'nishma. So you see there is an inherent connection between the Mabul and Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. besides the fact that the Arizal already says that the neshomes of the Mekabel HaTorah are the Gilgul of the neshomes of Dor HaMabul. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Chulin, b'shagam hu basar, Moshe min HaTorah minayim is b'shagam hu basar. So again, b'shagam hu basar, Dor HaMabul is the Mekabel HaTorah. So what's the cash between the Mabul and Kabbalah's HaTorah? Okay, that's the second question. And the third one is the Minag Frankfurt, which is brought in the Gyone Alocha. The Minag Frankfurt was that by Birkas HaChodesh, the Nigun that was used was a Nigun relating to the Yontav of the specific month. Now, Baruch Hashem has no Nigun. There's no Yontav. So what Nigun did they use? Minag Frankfurt was that indeed the Nigun of Gemara. The Nigun of learning Gemara, that's the Nigun that they used. Now, the question was the Shaychus. You're right, there is no Yontif. So why Nigun of Gemara? So you could say, because that's Aschos's man, this man starts. But I think there is something Lechera much deeper and much more important on all of this. Okay, so on those three questions, we have to understand what the whole idea is all about. Rav Utner, in his Sefer, in Pesach and other places, says the following idea. We know that the Gemara says, Mametzia, a person doesn't keep his dibur, we give him a klola. And the klola is, Mishepor bidur amabur bidur apologa, hu yifra milisheinoi bidiburoi. So, Lamida bidibur is dur amabur apologa. The question is, what's special about dur amabur apologa? The Kribuch punish a lot of people. Korach, choladosa, enough people, the Kribuch punish, why dur amabur apologa? So Rav Utner says a very givaldic idea. He says, because Dibur is Odom. What makes Odom is Dibur, is Urach Memalala. Every punishment, you punish a person. There were two times that the punishment was made that was a mute of Tzura Sodom. The Tzura Sodom became smaller. Tzura Sodom became smaller. One of them is Dor HaPaloga. Dor HaPaloga is very clear because now, once upon a time, their Dibur, which is the Koyach Odom, they were able to speak all the languages. And now they were in a situation that they don't speak all the languages. So it was a mute of Tzura Sodom. But he says the same mute of Tzura Sodom happened by the Dor HaMabul. And the Dor HaMabul, when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the Korban, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the following, Vayorach Hashem Esreach HaNichoyach Vayoyimer Hashem Eliboy Lo'oisiv Lekal Lo'idah Hadom Abovor Hadom Kitzeres Elov Hadom Ba'unor Vosivoy Lakoziz Kol Chai Kashur Asisi. The book says that I won't destroy the world because of Adam after the Korban. So the Pshuta Shaldovar, it's a great consolation. It's a consolation that Kushbuch won't destroy the Adam because the world will not be destroyed again. But Lechoira says, this is the culmination of the Mabul was this. Because Adam had an unbelievable power. He had the power through his actions to destroy the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the power. From now on, you won't destroy the world anymore. It's like somebody, you give a car, if you have your son, and you give your son a car, and your son has a crash, you won't give him the car keys anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing. So this is the ultimate of Dor HaMabul. And that's Dafka right after the Korban. First of all, why right after the Korban such a thing is done? And why? So therefore, said Rav Utner, those two cases were a mute of Tzura Sodom. Tzura Sodom became smaller. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Tzura Sodom, the Odom, and made him into a smaller being. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the way these two generations got punished to become smaller, somebody doesn't keep his word, which is the Tzura Sodom, he also be smaller. He also go ahead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminish his Tzura Sodom. The question is, why is diminishing of Tzura Sodom has to do with Dor HaMabul, right? And what's the inherent kesher to Dor HaMabul? But the answer is very simple. As we saw before, a person was created as a mekabel to go ahead and to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea of the separation of other mekabel, the idea is that the mekabel, the person who is the recipient, is supposed to connect, to search for the giver and to connect to the giver, to bring the world of Jesus, a world of separation, to a world of unity. That's the whole idea. The idea to reconnect as a mekabel, we know that to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection can only be done by similitude, by similarity. Like Ramchal says in the beginning of the Derech Hashem, that to connect, to get closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. The only connection that has to be is a connection which is actually a connection of spiritual. that you are doime loy, that you are doime to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The demon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to be medame, we have to be like him. To connect to him, we have to be like him. Which means that the only way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by ways of similarity. The ultimate trait of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll soon see also in Parshas Lech, I'm going to expand upon that, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a giver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only that he's a giver, he can only be a giver. He can never, in essence, be a receiver, because he's everything, so there's nothing to receive. So he's, by nature, a giver. We are mekablim, but for us to be able to become like him, we have to become also givers. And the whole idea that we have is that a person, to be able to be a receiver, to connect to the ultimate giver, has to be a receiver that, in essence, he's a giver also. And that's the whole idea of the Tzura Sodab, that we are here to be able to give, to be able to do something. And the ultimate of our Aveda, what's the ultimate form of Chesed? The Rambam lists seven ideas of Tzedakah. And what's the highest form of Tzedakah? The highest form of Tzedakah is that you give somebody a job, which means that you receive somebody from the person, but the goal of receiving is to give. So there is always, we by nature are receivers, but you could do two things. You could do a giving as a way to receive, or receiving as a way of giving. The ultimate similitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we are receivers as a form of giving. The same way like the moon and the sun. The sun connects to the moon by being receiver of the light, but what does he do? He shines the light forward because he's a giver. Rabbi Zalman mentioned it, which is a Givaldic thing, is that you have to keep the motion going. If you want to be Mekabal Torah, the only way to be Mekabal Torah is to give Torah weiter. And that's why it's Veshinantam Levanecha. The way of learning is actually teaching. The only connection is by becoming a receiver as a way of giving. Right? You become a receiver, just this as a means of giving. That's why the Rambam holds what's the greatest form of Tzedakah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu does it, that he receives Kibbutz Yochel from us as a way to give us Chesed, which is, means that you receive for somebody as a way of giving. But the ultimate form of connection can only be as a form of giving. That's why the word Ahava, which is connection, love, love connects, creates a concept of connection. Ahava brings connection, brings chibur, right? Ahava, like the Ramban says, brings closeness. What does the word Ahava mean? The word Ahava comes from the shortage of Hav, which is to give. To be able to connect, you can't receive. If you are a receiver, there'll be no connection. The connection is only by giving. It creates similitude, it creates the ability of connecting. If you look at Dor HaMabul were Mekablim, and they not only they didn't give, their giving was a way of receiving. And the ultimate example is what Chazal say. What did they transgress? They transgressed Gilui Arayis, Gishris Kol Boser Es Darko Yal Oretz, and Gezel. What is Gezel? Gezel is that not only you don't give to somebody, you take something that belongs to somebody else. He's the ultimate receiver. It's not that you're receiving almas to give. You don't even plan in giving, you take something that doesn't belong to you. But that's the idea of marrying family. Why the Ramban says, why can't you marry family? Why can't you marry a sister? Says the Ramban, because the ultimate arayas, what's the ultimate example of incest? Is that the Pasuk says, is marrying a sister, it's called chesed. Why is that? Because chesed is the act of giving. If you marry a sister, you are giving to yourself, because the sister is the one which is the closest similitude to yourself. So the idea is that you are actually giving as a form of receiving. You are giving to yourself. Giving to yourself is using the giving as a form of receiving. You are giving to yourself. The giving is a means to receiving. And that creates a complete separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can never connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Havaya. And therefore, and Chazal, the more I need to call it, Ashchosa Zer Alvatoma, is wasting semen. What is wasting semen? The person takes pleasure. In other words, but he doesn't give. He uses the giving, he rather waste it than giving it. So the idea is that you are using giving as a form of receiving is the ultimate separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what Shem Shamayim relates to that is the Shem Havaya. because Shem Havai is the Shem HaChesed, Haya Hoive Veye, which the whole purpose of it is giving. Shem Havai is Kishem Shumagen Hashem Elokim, the Shem Shomayim is compared to the Shem, is the one that gives the light. Shem Shomayim Havai says, Lo Yodon Ruchi Bodom, I could never relate to Adam, because Adam now is completely disconnected. So what the Dora Mabul did, the Dora Mabul disconnected the person from the cosmic reality. And that's why his mindset could not affect the world anymore. His mindset became ineffective. And the Dora Mabul is the creation of the world of which is the world of separation. The typical example is the giving of HaKadosh Baruch, which is the rain, which is the connection from the Maimet Elyonim to the Maimet Achtonim, become destructive. So a person becomes completely disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're violating the whole idea. You're receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as a means of giving, as a means of receiving. And that's the violation of the Dora Mabul. That's how Dora Mabul becomes what it becomes. So that's why Havaya is the Shem Shamayim that brings the Mabul. And therefore the world has to be created, the Shem Elokim, which is a world of separation. It creates a world which is separated. It's a world of receivers that cannot connect to the givers. And therefore, says the Ramban, the Shem Havai is the Shem of connection to the supernal. That Shem Shamayim, the only connection that we have today, is the connection of Korban. And that's why Shem Havai says there is a back door still open to reconnect, which is the back door of the Korban. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says right afterwards, the Korban, yes, but not anymore. Then you can't destroy anymore. Now you can't connect to me. You cannot bring destruction to the world. You cannot bring tikkun to the world. And that's why if you look at the Pasuk says, Od kol mi'ar zera v'kose v'kor v'choyim v'yom v'alayl lo yishboisu. Yom v'alayl lo yishboisu. Here is written the opposite of what it was in Bris Oilem. Bris Oilem is erev avoker, first night and then day. Here it switches, first day and then night. Why? Because now Adam doesn't bring tikkun anymore. Adam is a user. That's why it starts with day, doesn't lead to night. That tikkun, that chibur of Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is b'yoyim chasun osoy, is yoyim matan Torah. Yoyim matan Torah is that we got the key back, we got the ability to connect to Baruch Hu, we got the ability to become givers. Because that's all mitzvahs, that we got the chance to earn, to bring tikkun to the world. We got the chance to become givers and to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they thought, the world, that this is the Mabul. The Mabul is Matan Torah, because that's the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. So they thought, if we reconnect, this is destructive to the world. The whole idea of Torah is that we are reconnecting because we became and we got the ability to become givers, not to become receivers. And the ultimate example of this is Torah Shebaal Peh. Because Torah Shebaal Peh is really ours. And is the ultimate idea that we get something out of it. But is the getting as a way of giving, not as giving as a way of getting. Torah Shebaal Peh, you have Hanoh, you're Mechadesh, you actually give. But you have to realize that you're getting the Hanoh as a way of giving, not giving as a way of getting it. That's why the parsha which relates and describes how much Mesiras Nefesh, devotion and dedication has to be done to Torah Shebaal Peh is Davka Parshas Noach, because it's Libud Parshas Noach. So, Mimela, and by the way, says Rav Utner, the Rav Tzodek says something beautiful, says Rav Utner, Nasser Rav Utner, says the Risi Selayla, says Rav Tzodek, that this is the idea why the machloek is the Gemara. Gemara Shana says that the goyim chachmi umasoylam, they count the Mabul from Nisan, and we count the Mabul from Tishrei. Well, what's chachmi umasoylam? What's the machloek is? Says, you know why? Nisan, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the giver, and there is a miracles, and the world is completely disconnected. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to the world, you need miracles. You need to break the teva. The goyim believe, you know something? What the Mab lesson is that the Mekabalim are the Mekabalim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the giver and we are completely separate. And the only way for us to be Zoyche is Lemala Megedra Teva and something breaking away the nature. So the Mab was a final point. That's why they always believe that the only way a person can achieve anything is through grace. We always believed that the Mab is nothing but an intermediary step. And our job was to bring the world back to how it was pre-Mab, to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become a giver. And therefore, our avoda is that we believe that that's Tishrei. it's not Nisan. Nisan, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is galus lezlemala migedra teva. Tishrei is dafka through the teva, dafka through this world. Through Midas Hadin, we can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Tzodek, that's the idea. And by the way, the Rebbe Bechai says that. The Rebbe Bechai says the chidush of the Mevarah Mabul, that was a separation between the neshama and the guf. Because the goof kid was not zoiche. Why wasn't it zoiche? Because of chomos and because of gilui arayos. It was not possible for him to connect. So really, it answers everything. Shem Havayi here is the one that brings the marble. Because Shem Havayi is the one that creates the marble. Because for you to connect to the supporter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a giver. That's Shem Havayi. Havayi is hoi vivi o mehavez hakol shamarachamim. He's the one that only gives. If you are mekabel, you can't connect to it. And therefore, the only connection that's left, that's the end of the marble, is the concept of the korbanos. So Shem Havayi comes in the decision to destroy the marble, in the decision of the korbanos. And by the korbanos, it says from now on is day and afterwards night. By Matan Torah, it switches back to night and afterwards day, and says the Binyan Tzion, there was a transitional period from the marble to Matan Torah. That was day and afterwards night, and then it becomes back to the original Torah, which was night and afterwards day. What does that mean? The idea is that we can add something to the world. We can be givers to the world. That ability to give, to bring the tikkun ha'olam, to make the world better, that's what Matan Torah is all about. So Mimela, that's why Shem Havayi, what was left of that connection was just the korban. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you could bring a korban, and that's the number seven. Number seven is the number of connection, which is Shabbos. That's why Noach, the tikkun of Noach is b'china Shabbos, which is menucha, that you reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that became, therefore you cannot connect Goyish Shabbos Chayimisa. Why is it going to shock up? It's because they're not givers. What defines a Jew and a Yid is a giver and a receiver. By the way, that's what the Zohar says. Chesed lumim chatas. Why is chesed lumim chatas? Because kol tova de'avid yoiv de'gilulim legar mayu avdi. Because when they give for themselves. In other words, they give as a way of receiving. Because that's the tikkun of the Ramabul. That's the chet of the Ramabul. And the tikkun of the Ramabul is to become a giver and not a receiver. So Mimela, that answers why Torah is the marble, because Torah is the tikkun of the marble, is the reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we became givers, we're able to give, and where is that expressed the utmost? What's told us Noach is Torah Shabbat Peh, which Torah Shabbat Peh represents the idea that we are receivers as a way of giving, not Chas V'Shalom, a giving as a way of receiving. Mimela, that's why the Yontif of Mar Cheshvan. Why did they learn the Nigun HaGemara? Because the Yontif of Mar Cheshvan, which Yontif is it? Is the Yontif of the Mabul. Because the lesson of the Mabul is that our mission in the world is to be givers, not Chas V'Shalom to be receivers. And where is that expressed in the Limud HaGemara? The Limud HaGemara is that you are a man de Omar, but you are Moiser Nefesh, Odom Ki Yomus Boyel. You receive the COVID as a way to give. Chachomim in Chalu COVID, but they are the ones which are givers. The Torah Shabbat Peh requires the Mesiras Nefesh of Odom. Is the Odom who is a receiver, which becomes a giver, which is Torah Shabbat Peh, Odom Ki Yomus Boyel. That's why the one that describes the Mesiras Nefesh that's needed in Torah Shabbat Peh is Davka in Parshas Noach. That's the tikkun, and then we'll see Hashem why Avram Avinu becomes Avram Avinu. He starts with one midah only, which is the midah of chesed, which is the idea of giver, because that's what defines a person who is close to Kodesh Boch, the person is separate.